I have a author in on the phone with me this morning from Two Harbors. Christy Rounds is here, actually on her way to the Birkebeiner Ski Marathon. But thank you so much, Christy, for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. I'm just delighted to be here.
Yeah. And you are a Two Harbors resident, also author of a book. The book outlines a lot of travel and other things that could be of great interest to readers. The book's called Escape Bound, was just published in last December. It's a personal memoir that's getting a lot of views on TikTok and is available in all our local bookstores, at the library, etc. So, Christy, tell us, I believe this is your first book. Do you want to just tell us how you came to write a book? Let's start with that.
Sure. So, I went through a divorce. And my husband and I had been married for 23 years, happily, I thought, at least for most of it. And so it was a little bit of a surprise, and it was right before the pandemic. I think part of writing the book was a little bit of a coping mechanism, but it also became an incredibly beautiful healing journey. And I think what kind of took me by surprise is the fact that it took about 2.5 years to write this book. So the book is about an 18,000-mile road trip that I took with my teenage daughter after divorce. And my daughter was 17 years old at the time. She had wanted to become a travel influencer. And interestingly enough, she had been working for 2 years collecting this list of 72 points of interest that she wanted to visit in the American West. And a part of that quest to become a travel influencer, there are all these places she wanted to photograph for Instagram. And we decided that since we were in the middle of a pandemic, we'd gone through this divorce, and my husband and I had owned an outdoor store and a coffee shop, and we lived in an apartment above it in a house that, in a building actually, in Ellicottville, New York, which is Western New York, a little ski town. But the building was owned by my mother-in-law, so staying there was not an option. And then the backup plan was going to be to stay with my parents, but then on a few weeks after my husband asked for a divorce, my mom called to let me know that my dad had been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
He was going to be starting. Yeah, it was amazing. It was such a really difficult time. And then we have two other kids as well. So I had a daughter that's a year older than my daughter, Callie, and a son who's a year and a half younger. And all three of them joined us during various stages of this road trip. But it was really Callie's road trip. And the other two didn't want to become part of Callie's Instagram journey, is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
So they joined us for different parts. But I mean, and so we gravitated at first, before kind of heading out on the trip, we gravitated towards places that we knew, places where we'd lived before. And it took, like I said, it did take 2.5 years. I know a lot of authors take longer in writing their stories, but in my case, I thought this book was done in May 2022. It had been through three revisions, and it was just a collection of stories. And I wonder, you know, it was like, why would someone read this? Because I mean, yes, the stories are interesting, but there was no central theme. And even a memoir has to have some sort of central theme, a purpose, a why would I read this? Unless it's just for me.
Right.
The catharsis was incredible. And that was part of the reason it took so long, is that for me to write it was the healing journey. I had to be who I needed to be in order for that book to be done. It wasn't just me recounting stories. It was, you know, my healing journey in the process, because the perspective from which you tell those stories changes.
Right.
So as you heal. So that was part of the reason that it took a long time. And then in May, like I said, I thought, okay, this is it. I've done the healing I need to do. This thing's ready to get out into the world. And it's like a collection of stories. I didn't have a why.
Yeah.
And I was talking.
Now, let me interrupt you for a minute. Did you have
editors
or copy editors, or like, was someone reading this and telling this to you, or is this your own sort of internal realization that you needed to revise it?
It was my own internal. I knew. I mean, I've been writing for 20 years. I've had lots of half-written books. And I know enough to know that it has to be something, there has to be a hook, a compelling hook, a reason why. And so I sent it off to a developmental editor. I actually just hired somebody, you know, independently.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing. He said, it's a beautiful story, incredibly powerful. He said, as a matter of fact, this story is so much larger than life that if it wasn't true, it wouldn't be believable. Like, it's one of those truth is stranger than fiction type stories. Because it is true, you can get away with it. He said, your characters are also really larger than life. But that is, especially Callie, she's just, you know, she is the person in the book who's just her, what she can accomplish is kind of, almost feels superhuman. Right now she's 19 and she's living in Bali, and she spent the last 3 years living in Costa Rica and Thailand and in Philippines and Italy. I mean, she's just that character. And she, without support, like, she's been self-supporting. She's a drone pilot, videographer, photographer. And this is kind of, and part of this is, this is sort of her story as well, because it's how she became a travel influencer through all of this.
So Christy, can I ask you, can you share with us just a tidbit or an example or a story of, like, what are we talking about? Like, what, give us an example of what the story's about.
Well, you know, we were in a 2012 minivan pulling a pop-up trailer. And we had made a decision that we did not want to stay in camp. Well, we couldn't stay in a lot of campgrounds because they're closed due to COVID. But we also had, we needed to move. And so literally we never stayed in one place for more than one night. And we never had a reservation, which van life makes that look like it's so easy, that hashtag van life. It's not. It's very, very difficult, especially during COVID when a lot of things were closed. We were camping on public lands. We'd find ourselves, you know, up mountain roads, discovering, like, you know, remote lakes. We'd be climbing mountains. And then through that, we ended up in scenarios where there was one scenario where I was the last person that a man spoke to before he had a heart attack and died. And I told all of his stories at, it was a kind of like a Boy Scout group and an older man. And so I ended up telling his stories around the campfire that he told me right before he died. And I didn't know he was going to die. He didn't. Well, he must have known in some way, because that's why he was passing on the stories.
Yeah. But
I mean, and that was, I don't want to spoil it, but there are lots of stories like that that are so almost like, well, that one would have been enough for a book.
Uh-huh. You know?
And then there's, like, two nights later, we're in the middle of a helicopter rescue. And then there's, and it all, like I said, it all sounds like, and so we were chased by a meth addict down a mountain road.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just so many crazy, you know, oh, we ended up swimming naked with hippies and hot springs. And it was just, like, so many different amazing stories that are just, it's like that developmental editor said, unless you read it, it wouldn't seem believable. And even our early part of our marriage was, my husband and I climbed Aconcagua, which is the highest mountain in the Western Hemisphere. And so that story is in the book. Stories of our travels with our kids, because we had a really successful business it's called a helmet camera, which is sort of like a GoPro. We had a competitor to GoPro, and we had the distribution from Argentina to Alaska.
Okay.
So then that provided money for us to be able to travel all over the world and with the kids. So we spent a month at a time in Italy, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Colombia, 6 months in Peru. And, you know, so it's that too. It's all mixed in with those stories.
Yeah, yeah. So, Christy, tell us a little bit about your connection with Two Harbors.
Ah, I'm fourth generation Two Harbors. So my great-grandpa was a fire chief. And also on some sort of council, maybe, I don't know if it's like a town council or something too.
Wonderful. And you spent not all, but some of your life here, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Two Harbors. So I went to high school here, and then I left after 11th grade with this. I took college and high school simultaneously at Gustavus in my senior year. And then I actually left Gustavus after my third year. But I did graduate, but I did it remotely, which back then that was kind of unheard of. But it was because it was in the middle of the Cold War, and I had an opportunity to work with an organization called Friendship Ambassadors, taking students behind the Iron Curtain. So I think the college saw fit to allow me to do the rest of my education at distance. And I was really, you know, working in this really cool profession.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll hold off there, because I know there's many more stories, as you say. And let's just we're pretty much out of time, but I want to run back to the details of this book is called Escape Bound. It's by Christy Rounds. It's available in local bookstores. And tell us about the March 7th.
March 7th, we're having a community-wide book club. So anybody who wants to read Escape Bound, they can join us. Or even if you've only just read the introduction, I would encourage anybody who can, you know, just get a chance to read the introduction and join us for the book club on March 7th at 7 o'clock p.m.,
Wonderful. And we'll make sure to get that in our announcements as well. Yes. Yes. And then, Christy, is there anything else I need to ask you before we sign off here?
Nope. I think that's it. I'm just really happy to get a chance to share the book with you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on with us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later, Katya.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Christy Rounds. She is a local author. Escape Bound will be a book club offering at Castle Danger Brewery on March 7th.